Good morning, everybody. Lovely to see you all here this morning to our harvest service. No notices. Just gives me pleasure to welcome Peter, who will lead us in worship this morning.
Thank you, David, for your welcome. Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to welcome you into church for our Harvest Festival service. And a special welcome to any who, maybe this is the first time for a long time. It's lovely to have you all with us today. We had a lovely service this morning at 10 o'clock with our Sunday club and families. And we give thanks that our church is being held together. Sometimes it doesn't feel that way. Sometimes we can feel distant and can forget that we are such a large church family. But God, by his Spirit, is holding us together and binding us together as one. We are one family in him. So welcome. However you come today, welcome. The Lord is with us. Let's just draw near to God in prayer as we come to worship. Loving God, on this Harvest Festival day, we come with thanksgiving for everything you have given us. We thank you for the infinite beauty of our world, for the wonders of creation, and for the constant miracle of day and night, summer and winter, springtime and harvest. This cycle of life that we know and depend upon, which you created. Lord, forgive us that sometimes we lose our sense of gratitude. We come sometimes complacent or over-familiar with the gifts you give, and we can take them for granted. And sometimes neglect your creation. So Lord, on this new day, give us a new sense of joy and gladness, hearts that are truly thankful, that are full of praise and worship, as we rejoice in the blessings which you shower upon us. Amen. There was many a shower upon us this morning coming to church. A gloomy day, but we give thanks for the wonderful flowers all around the church and the windowsills, which brighten and lift our spirits today. So we're thankful for those who have prepared them. As you are able, please stand, and we're going to listen to our first harvest hymn. We can't sing, but we can lift up our hearts in praise and worship as we hear the invitation, "Come, ye thankful people, come." And we won't be bringing the gifts forward just yet, a bit later in the service. Please be seated. I think I would need a stepladder to get to that note. Wasn't it wonderful to hear? And one day we will be joining our voices to theirs. Well, at harvest time, we think about the food on our tables and again marvel at how it comes to be here and all those different links in the chain that make it possible. And Dorothy is going to come forward and lead us in a prayer of thanksgiving, which reminds us of this chain. And after each line, we join in the words, "Thank you, God." So let us pray.
For the sunshine and the rain, thank you, God. For the fruit of the earth, Thank you, God. For the growers, farmers, and harvesters, thank you, God. For those who transport our food, thank you, God. For those who sell our food, thank you, God. For those who prepare our food, thank you, God. For good food and clean water, thank you, God. For our plenty, thank you, God. For all we can share, thank you, God. Amen.
We turn to God's word. When a person or a family prospers and enjoys the good things of life, sometimes they can forget that it is God who provides. They can lose sight of the giver as they enjoy their gifts. So that was nothing new. The Old Testament tells us that that was a very big danger for the first people of God, as we hear now from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 10 to 18. And Pat's going to come forward and read. And if you'd like to lower your mask, you can if you wish, and raise the microphone.
So Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 10 to 18. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful desert, that thirsty and waterless land. With its venomous snakes and scorpions, he brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your fathers had never known, to humble and to test you, so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, "My power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me." But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is today. Amen.
Thank you very much, Pat. When we forget God, we can become selfish and forget the poor and the call to share with others. We hear our New Testament reading, which counteracts this, from Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 to 10. We must not become tired of doing good. We will receive our harvest of eternal life at the right time. We must not give up. When we have the opportunity to help anyone, we should do it. But we should give special attention to those who are in the family of believers. In a year when much has been interrupted or cancelled, how wonderful to know and affirm today that harvest remained. harvest remained. God's promise is unbroken. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Spring and summer have come and gone. Autumn is here. Winter is coming. And the seasons are unaffected and uninfected by coronavirus. The power of God's creation is far stronger. And on this harvest festival, we again put our pride to one side and humbly come in thankfulness to God, acknowledging that everything comes from Him. He provides our daily bread, our physical food, but also that daily bread of strength within to face each day and challenge. We come to say thank you to God for life and strength, for family and friends, and countless blessings besides. That's something on your heart that you can come thankful for today. Harvest Thanksgiving turns our attention away from ourselves. We'll just pause. If we need to just turn off the phone, that's fine. Yes, Harvest Thanksgiving turns attention away from ourselves. And that is especially important in 2020. Why? Well, for most of this year, voices and regulations have encouraged us to be more self-aware than ever before about our hygiene, about how we are when we're out and about, keeping distant one from another, walking along the pavement and giving somebody a wide berth or them giving us a wide berth. In shops and supermarkets, our masks hide a friendly smile, and our conversation is muffled or suppressed. Communal sharing is discouraged. We cannot share the same space like we used to. We cannot share a handshake or a hug, a meal or a party. Pupils at schools and colleges cannot share books or pens or sit at tables like they used to. And understandably, all of this is for community health and to protect the well-being of others and ourselves. It has to be so for now. But please God, not for always. Let's not get so used to this. Because is there a danger that this change in our pattern of behaviour becomes that new normal? And once we have that vaccine, God willing, against COVID-19, will we be able to unlearn these ways of distancing? Meanwhile, is there a risk that self-awareness can slip into selfishness? That social distancing leads to isolation? What is God saying to the church, to the world today? What is God's word for us on this harvest festival? Well, I believe it's this. Yes, there is much that cannot be shared at the moment. But there is far more, far, far more that we can share. We can still share and we must still share. Our harvest festival is that invitation to remember to share with others. It brings into sharp focus the inequalities and injustices in our town, in our world. Many will go hungry today and would long to have in their cupboard what we even see here on our harvest table. Many have no clean water or sanitation. Many will have no place of shelter. Many will go unpaid or underpaid to put food on our tables. Names we don't know, faces we don't see, but those in the chain who we depend upon. And harvest is that call to action, to challenge this unfairness and act to tip the scales more in favour of the poor. Our lives and our futures are interconnected. And to underline this truth, I want to share with you a traditional story from Sri Lanka. An old man was dying. So he called his two sons and said to them, "I'm going to leave you everything I have, but you must be sure to share it between you." And in his will, he left his sons a cow, a tree, and a blanket, as we see on screen. And the brothers decided that they should exactly share all three. The older brother had the front half of the cow, and the younger brother had the back half of the cow. The older brother had the bottom half of the tree, and the younger brother had the top half of the tree. The older brother had the blanket by day, and the younger brother by night. But things didn't work out as they'd planned. The older brother found he was spending all his money feeding the cow, and the younger brother was getting all the milk. The older brother was putting all his effort into watering the tree. The younger brother enjoyed the fruit. The older brother spent the day washing and drying the blanket. The younger brother kept warm under it at night. So the older brother asked for a meeting, and he explained to the younger one how unfair he thought this was. But the younger brother said he had no intention of changing anything because he liked the deal that he was getting very much. So the older brother grew more and more despondent. Eventually, he couldn't see the point in feeding the cow anymore, so he stopped. The cow died. Then he couldn't see what the point was in watering the tree, so he stopped, and the tree withered. And finally, he lost the will to wash the blanket anymore, so it got covered with mildew and was not able to be used anymore. And when the younger brother realized that he wasn't getting any milk or fruit and was shivering at night, he demanded to see his brother. He was furious with him for stopping work. But the older one didn't see it that way at all. He was angry with his brother for not sharing the good things that the cow, the tree, and the blanket could do for them. And that anger grew into a ferocious quarrel. And then the brothers and their children and their grandchildren argued for 100 years. It's a harsh ending, isn't it? And for the person who wrote that story from their experience, yeah, there was no happily ever after. It's a story which reminds us how lives and futures, rich and poor, are interwoven, forever interconnected. And today we are still learning the lessons of that story. We must never socially distance ourselves from the poor. Our self-awareness must never be shrunk to selfishness. As our New Testament reading urged us, when we have the opportunity to help anyone, we should do it, just like Jesus. What will that be for you in this coming week? May we recognize that opportunity when it comes. So in conclusion, there is much that cannot be shared today, but there is far more that we can and must share. So today on our Harvest Festival, we dedicate to God the best of our labours, the gratitude of our lives, the love of our hearts, and we commit ourselves to share God's good gifts and never tire of doing good until there is a harvest for all. To the praise and glory of God and the bringing in of his kingdom. Amen. Let's have a moment of quiet as we reflect on the readings today and God's word for us. Amen. As we listen to our next two harvest hymns, if you have brought gifts today, then you'll be bringing them forward for me and our steward to receive, and the steward will guide you. We'll do it in turn, this section first, and then the middle section, and the section over here. Others will have made a financial donation to Reach in the plate, and that will be brought forward as well. So you can remain seated or stand as you wish. If you find it easy to remain seated, please do. As we join our hearts in worship, we plough the fields and scatter, and then Jesus is Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for your generosity today. We dedicate our harvest gifts. Let us pray. Creator God, on our harvest festival day, we bring to you our lives and our harvest gifts, which we dedicate to you. Bless the work of Reach and the food bank. And bless all the lives that these gifts will reach, and for all the people who will be served. In your name we pray. Amen. I'm going to ask Joe on behalf of Reach to just come forward and give a word of thanks.
Yeah, I just want to say a huge thank you for all the food that's donated there and the money that's been given also. And it's much, much appreciated. It's going to help people whose lives are in dire situations, people who don't know where their next meal is coming from. And especially now, this month, now that furlough will be ending at the end of October, there are many people who are not going to know if their job is still going to be there. So we're anticipating that the worst is yet to come, really. As you can see from the reports, you've seen how much food has gone out and how many people have been helped in the last 7 months or so since lockdown. We anticipate that to go up. And we are thankful that our resource centre is now going to be open 5 days a week. For the last sort of maybe 6 weeks, I think it is, we've been open 2 afternoons a week. But starting tomorrow, we're going to be open 5 days a week, 5 afternoons a week, which means that we're going to be able to help people with more than just food. We can go back to what we were doing before, form filling and helping people with access to the internet and that kind of thing, so that people can start getting their lives back on track. And so we ask for your prayers, really, for that, for the logistics of it all to work. You know, just like us coming into church today, we have to do the same kind of things at our resource centre and making sure that there aren't too many people in our building and that we abide all the COVID restrictions and so on and regulations. And we just ask for your help so that we can do that safely and efficiently and still with compassion and empathy for the people who we're going to be meeting each day there. So thank you once again for everything. Thank you for all your donations, and please do not stop praying for the work that's been done. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe. Let's continue in prayer as we bring to God the needs of the world. Let us pray. Lord, out of our plenty, we want to come and pray for the many needs where there have been failed harvests in fields and also in lives, where potential has not been reached. And Lord, we do give thanks for all the charity work and giving that goes on by so many food agencies around the world. Seeking to bring food and water and shelter. And we remember the needs close to home. We pray for REACH and for our local food bank and all who benefit from its services. May these gifts be an expression of our love and concern. And Lord, we pray for a harvest of faith and love in the hearts of children, women and men in our town and villages. As we think of those who are spiritually starved, who long for meaning in their lives, and those who need to belong. And Lord, we now lift up before you in prayer those who are sick at home or in hospital or nursing homes, praying for your healing. We name them before you now. Assure them of your love and your goodness, we pray. May they be held in your loving care. And we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done in their lives. And we pray for those who have suffered loss or grief. Lord, with strong hope, point them to that day of reaping and harvesting when we are all gathered together in heaven in your kingdom. Bring your comfort and peace, we pray. And for ourselves, Lord, help us to play our part, to share what we can, and that whatever difficulties we face, our lives may be joyful and grateful. We pledge ourselves again to work with you in the harvest field, in our patch of your kingdom, sowing and reaping together for your harvest. And these prayers, spoken and unspoken, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our living Saviour, the Lord of the harvest. Amen. And we join our prayers with the whole church as we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. It's been wonderful to share with you in our Harvest Festival today. At 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, the food bank van will roll up and all of our donations will be taken to be sorted in the storehouse and then shared as and when. Jesus told his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest field." And our last song is one of dedication, where in our hearts we can say to God, "Here I am, wholly available. As for me, I will serve the Lord." Let us make these words our prayer. And if you'd like to stand or are able to, then please do. We offer these gifts, our lives, to the Lord. God the Father, who created the world, give you grace to be wise stewards of his creation. God the Son, who redeemed the world, inspire you to go out today as laborers into his harvest field, to win others for Christ. And God the Holy Spirit, whose breath fills the whole of creation, help you to bear his fruits of love, joy, and peace. Amen. Please be seated. Go out this morning, we'll be going out through the side door, and we try to avoid congestion, so just leave when you're ready. There's no rush, but when you're ready to go through out of the door then. And there were some cupcakes left over from the first service that the children were given, so if you'd like to take one home with you, then please do help yourself. And next Sunday our services will be led by Sarah. So we look forward to seeing you next time. God bless you this week.